Let's face it, we all model our lives on something or on someone. We just do. The sad thing is when we pick the wrong role model, it can take us in a whole wrong direction. So where do we find the sort of role model that will lead us to live, well, an extraordinary life? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond, and welcome to the program today as we kick off a new series of messages called How to Live an Extraordinary Life. Hey, beginning of a great new week. Love it, love it, love it. And welcome to the program today. Over the coming few weeks, we're going to be looking at how to live an absolutely extraordinary life. I mean, we all wish we could. Some people are. Some people, well, and some people not so much, right? But just stop and think about this for a minute. What if you and I could live a totally outrageously extraordinary life? I mean, a life that really impacts other people for the right reasons instead of the wrong ones. A life that people will remember with fondness, with gratitude, the sort of life that will have people queuing up at your funeral to deliver your eulogy. Let me, no me, I want to tell people about the impact he's had or the impact she's had. And I know there are one or two people listening to me rabbiting on, thinking to themselves, yeah, well, that'd be nice, but... See, it's always the but. Well, here's my challenge. No ifs, no buts, no maybes. Do you want to live an extraordinary life, yes or no? And if the answer's yes, then let's have a chat. So what stops us from leading an extraordinary life? We can blame all sorts of things. We can blame our circumstances. We can blame our parents, our DNA, our personality type, the place or the family or the time we were born into and grew up in, the bad things that happened. And okay, perhaps just maybe a few of the mistakes we've made along the way. But who we are, the abilities and limitations we've been given, how tall we are, the colour of our hair or our skin, how smart we are or aren't, all of those things are things we just can't change. I mean, I can't change who I am, and you certainly can't change who you are. But what we can do is make the most of what we've been given. The problem is with a lot of self-help rhetoric, a lot of the motivational speakers, all that genre of stuff, is that what they tell you is you can be whoever you want to be. You can do whatever you want to do. You can have whatever you want to have. And my answer to that is, well, actually, no, you can't. It's just not true. I mean, I'd love to be a great artist, but I can't draw or paint for nuts. I'd love to be a great photographer, but I just don't have the eye for it. I'd love to be a basketball player, but you know what? I'm too short. I'd love to be... Do you get it? It doesn't matter how positively I think, how hard I strive, how focused I am never, ever, ever going to be tall enough to be a great basketball player. Forget the fact that I'm just getting a little bit old for it anyhow. So it's not about being or doing or having anything our little heart desires. I mean, come on, that's fairyland stuff. It's about being realistic about who we are, what we're capable of, and saying to ourselves, you know something? I want to make my life count. Given the obvious constraints, and we all have them, even though they're different, I want my life to count. I want my life to make a positive difference in this world. Because if it's not, then we're living a sort of a meaningless existence, an unfulfilling life. I'll tell you what I think is the biggest reason that most people don't live lives that count. It's because we've modelled ourselves on wrong principles, on wrong beliefs, and on wrong behaviours. We go to school to learn how to read, how to write, how to do arithmetic. But there doesn't seem to be a formal school to teach us life, how to live, how to be effective, how to be gracious, how to forgive. That bit of learning, the most important bit of learning of all when you think about it, is pretty much left to chance in most cultures. And so we pick things up by, I don't know, watching our parents and mimicking them. Some of that's good, some of it's not, which is why the bad traits like anger and abuse get handed down from one generation to the next and on to the next. We watch our teachers. We pick things up in the schoolyard, on television, on advertising billboards. And somehow that all goes in the blender and out pops who you are, who I am. Good, bad, and sometimes, frankly, ugly. I mean, that's about it. And when you look at things that way, it's just a little bit scary. No wonder we're not living lives that count, lives that make a positive difference in this world. We've picked up some good habits and lots of bad habits, some good attitudes and lots of wrong ones. And the bad stuff we've picked up, that's the stuff you might hear Christians talking about, calling it sin. That bad stuff holds us back from realizing our potential to do good, our potential to make a difference, our potential to experience the satisfaction of using who we are and what we have to help other people. Okay, so what's the answer? Do we need a classroom? Do we need teachers? Do we need a curriculum on how to be the best person we can be? Yeah, well, maybe in small doses. And in a sense, that's what these programs are about. But you know that old Chinese proverb, tell me and I'll forget. Show me, I might remember. Involve me and I'll understand. That's exactly what Jesus did. And you know what? He's still doing it with his disciples. Consider those first 12 disciples. They hung out with him for about 3.5 years. Now, he taught them. He listened to them. He dealt with some of their wrong, stinking attitudes. He admonished them. He encouraged them. But above all, he involved them. See, they got to watch him to see how he responded and he reacted, what he said when he was kind and gentle, when he was tough as nails, when he protested, and when he was silent. They got to model themselves on Jesus. Hey, now there's an idea, do you think? What if instead of soaking it all up without thinking, what if instead of assimilating selfishness and loneliness and all that stuff from our culture, what if we deliberately follow Jesus around for a while and watched him and listened to him and let him guide us and involve us and teach us and disciple us and mold us and shape us into something that looks a lot like him? Hey, now that'd be cool. Well, my friend, that's exactly what we're going to be doing on the program over these next few days and indeed over the next few weeks. See, often we'll take on little thing that Jesus said or did. We'll study it. We'll read the passage. We'll go over and over and over it again in the Bible. We'll learn from it. We'll squeeze it. We'll turn it upside down and then we'll move on. But what if we took a look at his life, how he lived his life and soaked it up on the basis that there simply is no better role model on any planet, in any galaxy, in any universe than Jesus? What if we looked at some of the really familiar stories, perhaps, from a different perspective, from a slightly different angle, as a student looking to his mentor? What if we saw when Jesus was angry and we thought, now, Jesus was angry. Why was he angry? How did he handle anger? How did he speak to people? Wow. I could learn something from that. Jesus was silent when he was accused. Why was he silent? What can I learn from that? See, that'd be cool. And you know the amazing thing that happens when we start doing that is that all of a sudden, Jesus starts involving us in his work. All of a sudden, he starts discipling us. He starts teaching us and he starts speaking to us through what's going on in our lives. Because that Jesus isn't dead. He's alive, and anyone who would believe in him and follow him, to that person, he sends his Holy Spirit to be our counselor, our advocate, our guide, our personal life coach. Want to know how to live an extraordinary life? Just take a look at Jesus. Excited about these next few weeks on the program as we follow Jesus around, just as the disciples did, through Matthew's account of his life, to discover how you can live an extraordinary life. And by the way, that's why we're going to be talking about this subject, how to live an extraordinary life, each day over the coming 4 weeks, because God really does want you to live an absolutely extraordinary life. You can listen to each of the messages in this series right now at ChristianityWorks.com. You'll see today's radio message right there on the homepage. You can stream the audios, download them, or the transcript, even subscribe to the podcast. Or you can watch this week's teaching on Christianity Works TV. It's right up there on the homepage as well, together with a treasure trove of free resources, like Fresh, the free Christianity Works daily video devotional. Words of inspiration, hope and encouragement delivered right to your smartphone, tablet or computer each weekday. You see, it's all about helping you to live out each and every day in the victory that Jesus came to give you. That's why we do what we do here at Christianity Works. So, the web address again is ChristianityWorks.com. Thanks so much for joining me. I'm Bertie Diamond. Catch you again same time tomorrow with a different perspective.